executive director of the Federation of Women Lawyers in Kenya, Grace Mainji, is quick to point out the lack of women in the country's upper legal echelons.
If you look at the history of Kenya with regard to the judiciary and the gender disparities within the judiciary, we have never had a female chief justice since 1963, and the current Court of Appeal does not have a female judicial officer. So there's this glass ceiling that is preventing women from being able to move into high-ranking offices within the judiciary.
Chief Justice is one of three key legal posts that need to be filled in the coming months. Also to be named is Controller of Budget. According to Kenya's new constitution, appointed and elected positions must consist of at least one-third of either gender. At the lower magistrate level, women are well represented. 9 out of 13 judges for Nairobi listed on the judiciary website are women. In High Court, the highest legal office that women have reached, the ratio is lower, with 18 of 44 judges listed on the website being women. Under the new constitution, Kenya is in the process of creating a Supreme Court. Fetus Mainji describes what should happen if a woman is not appointed to be Chief Justice, the Attorney General, or the Director of Public Prosecutions.
Even if they decide to appoint a female Deputy Chief Justice, we will be then calling for a bare minimum of two-thirds female Supreme Court judges, and then a remedying of the Court of Appeal, because then the Judicial Service Commission has to make sure that the judiciary complies with the new constitution.
In January, President Mwai Kibaki put forth names to fill the key posts, a move that drew widespread criticism. 8 women's groups challenged the nominations in High Court, calling the appointments unconstitutional and discriminatory against women. The High Court ruled in the group's favor, and soon after, Kibaki withdrew the names. In line with the Constitution, the Judicial Service Commission will recruit the Chief Justice, while the Public Service Commission will advertise for the Director of Public Prosecutions and Controller of the Budget. President Kibaki and Prime Minister Raila Odinga are discussing the Attorney General's post. Lawyer Judy Thongori, one of the advocates involved in the High Court case, says she and her colleagues are watching events very closely.
Behind the scenes, we've been involved in encouraging women to apply and encouraging women to polish up their CVs. That's a starting point. We'll be looking at the process to confirm that it has facilitated the participation of both men and women.
She explains that not only should at least one of the top three legal posts be filled by a woman, but a woman deputy should be appointed in the case where a man gets the position, or a male deputy if a woman is appointed. Thongori says the Attorney General's position should be filled through competition. FIDA Executive Director Grace Mainji estimates that at least 100 women would qualify for the key posts. Women officials in the legal system say they experience an overriding patriarchal attitude that women are unable to serve in demanding and important offices. Leadership roles are not appropriate for women, and that there is a lot of political interference even with the selection of judicial officers. Lawyer Judy Thongori.
There's something about our system, and especially the way you're taken into those committees and they bring up, you know, some data or other on you that may not even be relevant to the job, that makes people cringe, and you may not have good people or the best people applying.
In general, Kenyan women have had a tough time in the legal system. Until the new constitution was enacted last year, women had few rights in the areas of inheritance, marriage, land ownership, domestic violence, and others. Often they could not access the courts, and when they did, their rights frequently were not upheld. Advocates Thongori and Mainji say they think women in the key posts will more likely address these and other historical injustices. Grace Mainji.
If we have a judicial officer who is a woman who is gender sensitive, she will be able to make sure that we do have policies that enable women to access justice and enable marginalized groups to access justice in a much better and a faster manner.
Many are heartened by the successful challenging of the president's nominations and the filling of these posts through competition. Kenya Institute for Public Policy Research and Analysis Programs Coordinator Eric Aligula says he thinks these developments show that people are using the Constitution to ensure that the rule of law prevails. He says appointing women for a top job such as Chief Justice is part of this process.
I think it would be positive if you had a woman being named as CJ, but like I said before, the primary consideration should be merit. If there is a woman candidate who meets or even surpasses the qualifications, I think they should be appointed. And it works out pretty well for the country, in the sense that you'd be bringing a group of the country that was not very actively involved in the running of the affairs of the country into the mainstream. And that's a good thing.
A process, he says, is good for the whole country. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.